Oh, you're in?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on that stuff.
Yeah.
I'm parked out there.
Uh-huh.
On the street.
You on Barry?
Barry.
Are you on Barry?
Okay, maybe I am.
Just cut it.
Okay.
Can you come back? It is an honor.
Yep.
Yeah, you see, I'm going home. I have to prepare to watch the I have to prepare for the fight tonight. There's a fight tonight. A man named Muhammad Ali. He's a black man, and he's gonna fight.
He's gonna fight this dude tonight.
He's gonna fight a chump tonight.
Yeah, he's gonna whip this chump bad. You know? He's gonna beat this chump. You see?
Yeah.
It's just like the movie called Rocky.
Did you see the movie Rocky? Yeah.
Set up something like that, you know. Set up something like that. Apollo Creed picked Rocky to fight, and Rocky, he thought he was a pushover.
Ali's doing the same thing for this guy.
No, Ali's not doing the same thing because Ali.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
He's gonna. Well, I'm going. That's why I got to leave. So I'll talk to you tomorrow. But he's gonna really knock his.
I've been working here for about 2 years, part-time and full-time. Actually, I had a position of the athletic director. I was the director over here of athletics, you see. And, you know, I gave tournaments, basketball tournaments. I organize them. I do everything, you know. And I had leagues, you know, and it got such a pain until I gave it up. You know, I said, well, the hell with it, you know, you see. But I have plans on doing it again, but, you know, my time is so occupied now until, you know, these people here would have to come to me and ask me and sit down and say, Joe, we want you to, you know, to give another tournament or a league, and then I'll take the time and I'll do it because they would want it, you know. But I like to do it again, you know. It was an experience for me. I have some championship trophies from my leagues that I gave, you know, and a couple of championships from my tournaments that I gave, championship, you know. All my teams that I had were championship caliber, semi-pro basketball. Right. Yeah. Well, actually, like I said, I worked there for about 2 years, you know. And while I was the athletic director here, I worked. It was more or less part time, but it was actually full time. See.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you still live in Jacksonville?
Yeah, I still stay in that area now. I have my own apartment. You know.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, on my own now, you know. Right.
Think about getting married anytime soon?
Oh,
Got a...
Huh?
Got a squeeze?
Oh, man, I got a bunch of squeezes, man. Shit, you know, how can you make it without them?
Right.
Yeah, man, like, actually, I have investments, more or less, you know, and women, you know. Yeah, I take them and, you know, see, I'm reaching. I want to reach, you know, that's my goal. I'm reaching. You know, I mean, I believe in my dream. I want to live nice. It's my dream, you know. I believe in it and I'm going to reach for it, you know.
Yeah,
so, I mean, if anybody can get together with me and, you know, reach with me, well, right on. You know, come on, you know, and dig it. And you know, if whoever comes and reach with me, gets me, you know, gets everything, you know, gets everything that I'm into, you know. And I mean, you know, they get a part of it, you know. And that's where it's, and they'll never be without me because, you see, I am a hustler, you see.
Right. Hustler?
Yeah, I will hustle, you know. I'll make a hustle quick, anytime, you know. Dig it, I believe in keeping cash, keeping money, and, you know, I have to because of the women, you see. And that right now, they're mostly in school and going to be RNs, accountants, and, you know, they're like juniors in college.
They're all getting good.
You see, they're ready to get out in a little while, so I have to just hang on, you see, and see what they're going to do, you see.